Community Sustainability Action Grant Program funding will be shared across 42 community groups and organisations to transform these spaces into their own ecosystems. Minister for Environment and Science Leanne Lynard said these projects will also provide important opportunities for communities to work together to provide fresh food and nutritious food for those in need, minimise food waste, and create or improve vital habitat for their local native species. Permaculture Noosa Grants Officer Mr. Adam O'Toole says with this money, we'll be able to significantly increase the amount and quality of fresh produce which can be produced on site.
In other local news, Queenslanders are being urged to microchip, de-sex and secure their pets following the thousands of stray cats found around southeast Queensland streets. ABC Radio Brisbane found approximately 8,200 stray cats were captured and impounded by city councils over the past year. In Brisbane, owners who let their cats wander around suburb streets can attract an infringement notice of $309 under the animal's local law. RSPCA Queensland spokesperson Emma Lagoon said it's a big problem due to the cats disrupting residents, going onto property and attacking native wildlife.
In national news, the Mormon Church is making significant changes to its utilisation of a controversial shell company, following an investigation that uncovered alleged tax evasion in Australia. In 2012, the church established a tax structure enabling its Australian followers to claim exemptions worth hundreds of millions of dollars, which are not legally accessible to other religions. The Sydney-based shell company, known as LDS Charities, has not paid staff and received $90 million in donations in 2021. Dr. Simon Southerton, a former Mormon bishop who initially reported the church's questionable tax practices, stated that the investigation marks only the beginning of taking action in response to the church's involvement in a $400 million rort.
In other national news, more doctors and nurses will now be able to prescribe two medical abortion drugs under new rules implemented by the Therapeutic Drug Administration. Mifepristone and misoprostol, or together as MS2-STEP, could only be prescribed by a specifically certified doctor and then a specifically registered pharmacist. Currently, 10% of doctors are currently registered. Now, healthcare practitioners with appropriate qualifications and training can prescribe MS2-STEP. Assistant Minister for Health Jed Kearney said some women experience structural barriers trying to access healthcare they need, particularly in regional and rural areas.
In national news, the Spanish Coast Guard has rescued 86 people from a migrant boat that went missing 1 week ago. The boat was 130 kilometres southwest of the Canary Islands and was carrying people from the sub-Saharan Africa. The Coast Guard was assisted by a container ship for rescue, with both ships now heading to Gran Canaria Island. 200 people were estimated to be on board, including many children. It is yet to be reported if all who were on board were rescued.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Heya folks, we have some coarse language coming up. If you have tender ears in the car, you may want to change the channel.